we'll see. We'll see if they all make it, you know. I got quite a few going.
Yeah, that Detroit tech of 90% of them made it way ahead.
Way ahead. Gonna get busy. What do you got right now? Two or three?
I've got three swarms, and I may pick up a nuke from James Germain. I might just buy a nuke from him just for the hell of it, just to have it. So I'll get his, he bought queens from California. There's some kind of super-de-duper queen. And so if I do buy a nuke, I'll have that queen's genetics in at least one of my hives.
Well, either he got Randy Oliver's goodies, or he probably picked up some Saskatraz hybrids. And either would be great, as far as I'm concerned. Randy Oliver's the man, you know.
Well, he posted a page on his Facebook, showed where they came from and stuff. I don't think, it didn't say I can't even say it anymore. It didn't say the Saskatraz or where the hell. So I think it's probably the other. I mean, if there's only two major queen producers in the state, then probably it's Oliver's then, right?
Well, no, I'm sure there's more, but Randy's pretty notorious. What's weather doing down there, Phil?
Crappy. It's overcast, kind of stormy clouds. Most of it's already passed through to Lapeer. I'm coming up towards Davidson. It's, you know, to the south, it's darker clouds and stuff than to the west. The west, it's all hazy and cloudy, but it doesn't look like it's going to, you know, thunderstorm or anything stupid like that.
I'm going to tell you right now, here, the sun is just burning down, but it wasn't earlier, so we'll see what's going on with that. I'm going to look at the Doppler here in a minute and see, but, I don't know, so far I can't complain. I haven't been rained on yet. I got a buddy that stopped by a little bit ago, and he's got a gun dealer permit he just picked up, and he's got a couple extra permits, federal permits, if you know what I'm saying. He showed me some stuff. It's folded down in a backpack. It's full auto.
Oh, wow, that's wild. I don't know what it would be. But, during the gun laws that changed back in the 60s, they made it where you couldn't take any new firearms into the fold, so to say, that were full auto that us mere mortals could own. So that's why, like, an old-school M16 held 20 years ago was, like, 10 grand or some crazy thing like that. But, you know, that doesn't stop, like, the people in the CIA or FBI and stuff like that from having modern, new, full automatic weapons. But just the regular guy like you or me has to get the stamp, and you have to buy an old-school one that's in the pool, so to speak, that is allowed to be doled out if you have the proper stamps and stuff.
Brand new. He's got all the licensing for it. He holds several licenses now to do this stuff. Pretty swift. I was a little shocked. It's classed as a pistol.